hopping off and delighted on the next round.
Yeah, sure, that was the whole plan anyway, it's just getting to yourself two more games and hopefully get to the Aviva, that's the plan.
What's happening? You must know yourself it was a penalty when the keeper just ran in the backy.
Yeah, no, it seems like I hit the head of his days for a good 30 seconds, so, but, sure, Neil just being brave enough, just going for the header and hope for the best. Sure, lucky enough I got the penalty and it was a goal, so happy enough.
And it's a case where you're starting to now get your stride, you're getting your straps here now at Derry, you're enjoying it?
Yeah, sure, look, Rory has his trust in me, he's playing me week in, week out, so, look, it's just on to me, keep me placing the team and obviously help the team out as much as I can and get forward as we can.
Obviously, you look at the squad now too, it's starting to, you know, add there, the squad's getting stronger and stronger, and as you say, keeping your place.
Yeah, sure, it's great, there's great depth in the team, training every day is buzzing, the lads are on top form, that's what you have to do to keep your place in the team. And look, it's good to have a bit of competition in the team, it's great, it brings out the best in players.
Playing with the likes of Patrick, Will Patching, Michael Duffy, sort of boys that have been there done, even Cameron Dunnigan and Mark Connolly, that sort of brings you on.
Yeah, sure, look, they're right, the top players in the country for a reason, and play alongside them is obviously nothing better. The service you get in the delivery, it's put on a play for you most weeks, so it's up to you whether to take them or not.
Tonight, it took a while to get the second. Is it something that you're just cracking up yourselves? You aren't killing teams off?
Yeah, no, that's the thing when it's a week in, week out. We're just getting that second and third goal to kill teams off. But look, I thought we were better against the 11 men, so when they went down to 10, it was just 10 men behind the ball and hope for the best. But sure, that's the thing we need to work on, and we know that ourselves is killing teams off when we have the chance, and especially when you get down to 10 men like that and at home as well with the crowd behind you like that. But sure, we got the win, and it's the main thing.
It's getting these days, I was just chatting to Rory yesterday. Somebody has a potential, they're going to get a hiding against you because you're creating chances. If you start picking them, you're going to batter somebody.
Yeah, no, it is due now, a team. God bless the team that happens to, but we are creating the chances. It's just that final third, it's the end product. It's something we do need to work on. It's happening in training, it's just not coming out in games. And look, at one of the days it will come out and one of the teams will get hiding, and it's well overdue. So,
and obviously games come thick and fast, two next week, Shelburne and then obviously UCD.
Yeah, sure, we just take game by game, look at the Shells on Monday and hopefully get the 3 points there, and then we look on to next week, so UCD and then Bows after that. So it's just take game by game, week by week.
Shells have been difficult games this year. I know you weren't involved there, but they've been tight games. Shells have been tough.
Yeah, no, they're a good side. I remember playing against them even last season, and they obviously strengthened their depth this season. So obviously I haven't played against them yet this season, but sure, every team's strong in this division. You never know what's going to happen, so it's just bring your A game.